Okay. I'm trying to beatbox. I don't think it came off how I wanted it to. I don't know. I can't beatbox. Let's just get into it.
Morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course I am. Otherwise, why would you be here? Why would you be listening if it wasn't to hear this beautiful melodic voice each and every week? And I just want to give a shout out to y'all, because you guys keep tuning in, and you guys keep tuning in with more and more numbers, huger numbers. So I appreciate that. So yeah, how you guys doing? What's new? Tell me all about it. Would love to hear it. Just send me some messages over at my Instagram, which is at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan, and I'll be sure to read some of those things. So last week I promised that I was going to tell you a story about a female, about a lady, about a girl, about a woman. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you a story about this girl that I was dating a while back. And I know some of you are like, oh no, oh no, please don't be about me. Please don't be about me. Don't worry, I'm not going to use your name. I'm not going to say who you are. But it's a funny story. And it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just funny. Or mad about, I should say. Not ashamed, but mad about. It should be mad about it because it's funny. And I think it's hilarious. So let me tell you about it. So I was dating this one girl. And by dating, I mean, like, we were together. I had a whole thing, a whole stigma about calling her my girlfriend. And I don't think she liked that. Not to be called my girlfriend, but I don't think she liked that I had a problem with it. It made her feel, not so good. And I get it. I was young. I was dumb. My handling of relationships were not the best. But I'm doing the quotation marks right now. I was dating this girl, and we have been, together for a couple of months now. A couple of months, something like that. So that's where we're at in our relationship. We would, she even hung out with my friends, so I guess I could see how, she would feel, like we were, more than I led on to other people that we were, if that makes sense. All right, so during this time, each one of my days, I had something going on. Okay, that doesn't mean I can't change my routine or what I'm doing. I'm just saying, each one of my days during those days of my life, I had, something going on every day. For instance, Friday and Saturday, I had weddings I had to shoot. Sunday, it's football all day, right? I mean, there's football on all day from 1 o'clock on until 10:30, 11. So, I mean, it's on all day. Not that I cannot not watch football. I'm just saying, it's just, Mondays or Sundays is football. Monday night, I'm glad you brought that up. Monday night is Monday night football. Not that I have to watch it. I'm just saying, Monday nights was, Monday night football. Tuesday, at the time, a buddy of mine, he DJ'd at a local bar near where we all live. Well, where I live and where he lives. And so it was Tuesday nights, and Tuesday nights I would usually go up to the place where he DJ'd and hang out with him. Wednesday, don't know if anything was going on really on Wednesday. At least I can't remember anything on Wednesday. And Thursday, there was Thursday night football, but, you know, nothing too extravagant. You know, I could not watch that as well. And then Friday and Saturday, again, starts over the week for me for the weddings. So I had this whole routine, a whole schedule thing, right? I believe it was like a Sunday night or a Monday. Maybe it was like Monday during the day. Anyway, it was either Sunday night or Monday during the day, something like that. But she had, the girl had asked me, the lady, she had said, hey, I want to get together. I want to hang out. Cool, you know, fine with me. So I laid out the days of which, you know, I laid out the days that I was, you know, available. You know, I told her my schedule, and she's like, "Oh, so you have to watch football these days?" And I'm like, "No, not at all. We could do something else. I don't need to go and watch football." And so she picked Tuesday, and I said, "Well, Friday, Saturday, I can't do anything about it because Friday and Saturday I have to film weddings." I might have been DJing at the time. Wow, that's a long time ago. I might have been DJing at the time. But either way, I had weddings on Friday and Saturday. Tuesday, Tuesday, I was like, well, it's my, you know, my buddy is DJing. I kind of want to go up and, you know, see him. She goes, well, you know, I'll go with you. Well, it's kind of like a guy's thing, you know, kind of like guy bonding. And I don't know why I didn't say, hey, yeah, come on up with me to go visit him. I feel like because I like to keep my world separate, you know, I don't like both of my worlds, you know, coming together. So I feel like because she wasn't a part of that particular friend group, I wanted to have something separate. And she's like, oh, so I can't come up on Tuesday? I'm like, well, it's not that you can't come up. It's, you know, it's just a guys, you know, guys night or whatever. She's like, okay. You know, when you hear that, okay, you know you're in trouble, right? So she goes, well, how about Tuesday morning we go and get breakfast? I said, all right, cool, let's go get some breakfast, you know, get some lunch, whatever. We'll spend the day together. Cool. Tuesday morning comes, I get a text from her, okay? I get a text from her Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning the text reads, hey, I'm not going to be able to go and get breakfast and hang out with you today. I have to go to the hospital. And I went, oh my God. So I immediately, you know, I texted her back. I was like, you know, in the, just waking up, and I see that text. So I text her back. I'm like, oh my God, are you all right? And she goes, yeah, no, I have to go have a, I have to go to the hospital. I have to go have an operation. And I'm thinking, you have to go have the operation? Oh my God, something must be bad. So I'm like worrying. I'm like, what's going on? Are you all right? Do you need a ride? Let's figure this out. She goes, yeah, no, apparently the operation is, I don't have a penis to hang out on guys' night, so that's what the operation is about. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So, long story short, if your girl wants to come and hang out on a guy's night, you let her. Until you're confident enough to put your foot down. Anyway, that's my first story. I like it. I think it's funny. She told me she couldn't come hang out because she had to go have an operation. Because she doesn't have a penis and she can't hang out on guys' night. That's right. You can't hang out on guys' night. Go get your operation and we're done. So. So yeah, that's my story. That's my story about this girl I was dating, who, wanted to have an operation. Well, thanks. Because I've gotten, messages asking me to tell stories, I'm going to start some more storytelling here. And next week, I don't know what I'm going to tell you about next week. Oh, I do have to do another Get to Know Me tag, so I got to finish some more Get to Know Me tags. So I'll do another Get to Know Me tag and probably tell you about Jurassic Park. Real life Jurassic Park. Yeah, I like that story. All right, so thank you all again for listening. I appreciate it, and I'm going to go finish my coffee, and I will talk to you all next week. All right, shout out to Australia. Bye.